I'm here at Kathleen O'Brien's at her house, and she's going to give me an outline on how to do bark for cotton duck. Go ahead, Kathleen.
You go in the forest, first of all, and cut alder trees. You rind the alder, and you put the rind in a container or a box for a few days until it turns brown. And the best season for getting your rind is summer or early fall, before the sap leaves the rind and goes, you know, because trees go dormant in the fall.
So would you gather this all at one time for all your cowslicks, or just pick so much at a time?
So much at a time, because if you took too many, the one time would dry out too much before you get it used. Then you fill up a large bottle with water. Throw in about 2 gallons of rind from the alders. Let it simmer. Bring to a boil. Boil the rind for about approximately 2 hours. Then you add 2 tablespoons of salt, because salt helps the bark to go in the material. And then you let it simmer. And after it's boiling for about, simmering and boiling for about 6 hours, when you see the color of the bark going in, you know, through the water, you add, 2 tablespoons of baking soda, but do not add the full amount all at once. Just gradually add it until it dissolves, because you know baking soda fizzes up and water in the bottle will boil over, and of course you'd have a mess. Keep simmering and check your bark. If it's not dark enough, you could always add more soda, but keep stirring it around as it's boiling through. When your bark is completed, you take it off your stove and strain it with cheesecloth or pantyhose or some kind of a cloth. All the dust into that then will be strained out, because if you don't strain it, all the dust from the bark, from the trees, will get in your cotton duck and it'll make a mess on it. So then, when that's strained off, you put it in a bucket or a tub, whatever you have, and add your cotton duck while your water is hot, and keep turning the cotton duck over so as the material won't go spotty. And so do that until the water starts cooling down, and then after so many hours, only leave it in so many hours. If you leave it in all night, all the bark will lodge on the material in different spots, and it'll be darker in some spots and then lighter. So to have it all to one thing, you just keep stirring it over. And then you take it out, and you can put it on your clothesline or the doors to dry, or you can put it in the dryer. I found the best was to put it in the dryer when it was drying, it all dry even. Mm-hmm. So then it's ready for the make.
So that's how you make it.
That's how I make it.
Thank you very much, Kathleen.